It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, how are you doing this afternoon? Wonderful Saturday. We're in November. Did you get through Halloween? Boy, lots of trick-or-treating going on out there. Drove by my old neighborhood, Westgate. Oh my goodness, the cars that were there, backed up. People, everyone in the streets, it looked wonderful. I did not dare in it, but over at City Hall, we opened it up. We had over 1,200 kids, or 1,200 people in there anyway, in 3 hours, and everyone got candy, everyone had a good time, and it was great. But October is now over. We're in November. And it just made me think, you switch palates. You're into soup and sandwich time if you can. I'm very fortunate working down here at the radio station. They have me down here for Problem Corner, and being a half hour a week, I do a tape show here on Fairbanks Foodies. But even though I'm here this very minimal, they treat me so well. And I was gone a lot in August and October, and some very good people down here helped me do my shows, filled in. And so what I did, I thought about it. So I cooked everyone lunch. Let me tell you what I did. I did a soup and sandwich for everyone. Now, even though it's November, it's great temperatures out there. So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to use my WSM, my Weber Smoky Mountain. It's basically your bullet smoker, vertical. You put your charcoal or your wood in the bottom, and you have water in between that and your meats, and then you're smoking it. And so what I did was I made a soup and sandwich, a tri-tip sandwich, and a Hungarian mushroom soup. Brought it down, and that's the basics of it, but this is how I made the sandwich. We're going to start out with the sandwich. You know, you have to think about it. How are you going to, what type of meat are you going to have? And I got a tri-tip. Got two tri-tips over at Costco. Great price. Great price. And I took them, and this morning I took a Jacquard, which is a knife which has about, 20 to 30 blades in it, depending on the size of your Jacquard. And it's made for tenderizing meat. And that's what I did. Tenderized, you know, used a Jacquard on each side. Didn't fillet it out. You're just tenderizing it. And so this morning, then I put on there a coating of Lee and Perrins, some garlic seasoning, Lawry seasoning salt, some paprika, and this, and maybe some onion powder. And that was it, and I let it set, went to work, had some stuff to do. And I thought, okay, how am I going to serve this sandwich? So I went to the store, and I bought the Pillsbury Doughboy Grand Biscuits. So what I did was I baked the biscuits at 350 degrees for about 20 minutes. So that was my bread. That was my bread. Then I said, okay, what am I going to put along with the tri-tip sandwich? What am I going to put with the meat? So I got a nice yellow onion, and I sautéed it up. And I got some nice cream horseradish. It was not hot, just nice and nice cream, mild horseradish. I sliced up tomato. I got some provolone cheese. I had some lettuce. And then I had three different barbecue sauces in my refrigerator. And, of course, I have three different barbecue sauces in my refrigerator that I've made. And I combined them all together, and I got a really nice, sweet apple with a little bit of backside heat on it. So it was just perfect. So you're smoking, you're using your WSM smoking, and I use both mesquite and hickory as my wood. and I got it all set up with water, a water barrier between the wood and the meat. And so I smoked it for about 45 minutes. Then I removed the water barrier and I finished it like, you know, your regular grill, your charcoal grill. But I had wood in there. And so I cooked it for about another 20 minutes, 10 minutes on each side, pulled it, let it rest. And then I cut it against the grain on the meat, because you want to cut it against the grain, that way it's more tender. And it was great. It was juicy. The temperature was, you know, a medium to medium rare, more on the medium side. Very juicy, probably about a 138 temperature. I didn't put a probe in there. But after you've cooked, you know, enough steaks like I have, you can tell what the temperature of the meat is. It cut very well. Then I got the Pillsbury biscuits out, let them cool off for about 5 minutes, sliced them, and then I stacked and packed, and I made 12 sandwiches for the people who I work with down here at the radio station that just take good care of me. They're very fine people. You know, it's a nice break in my day. I do a lot of things, but the people down here at the radio station are just so nice and great conversations. And once in a while, you know, about once, maybe twice a year, I do something like this for them just to show them the appreciation on how they cover me and how I like them and how we get along. But the reason I tell you this is because just because it's November doesn't mean you can't go outside and do something. Do it this weekend. Think about it. Go smoke some ribs. Go pull out your gas grill. It's still the season. It is still the season, and do that. Invite some people over and enjoy that. So then, of course, I was going to make a soup. And I love a Hungarian mushroom soup. I mean, I just so enjoy it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you this one recipe that I use that I really like. And again, we're at KFARradio.com. You can always refer back to this in the audio archives under Fairbanks Foodies. And this will be under November Soup and Sandwich, saved as November Soup and Sandwich, or just Soup and Sandwich, and with today's date on it. And so here's a great soup that takes, I'd say you got about 15 minutes of prep and an hour of cooking, but it's, you know, you're just getting it going. And I use my Red Lodge pot. It's a cast iron. And what the recipe I'm going to give you, I doubled it because I didn't know how many people were down here. And I knew they'd really like the soup. And I had two bowls of it, and everyone else is having two bowls of it. So this is for four, but this is an amount that is your main dish. So I doubled this. So whatever I'm going to tell you here, I have this doubled, and it was fantastic. So what I always do is in my lodge pull, I use the red one on this. You can use the blue one. If I was just making it for 4 to 6 people, I would use the blue, but I use the red one, the bigger one. And I always go get a stick of butter, and on your cast iron, you're going to be cooking efficiently. You're going to be cooking around your soup on this. So it's just a very good way to cook and get it going. So you're going to need a stick of butter, a large onion that you're going to chop, a pound of cremini mushrooms, 2 cups of chicken or vegetable stock, 1/2 cup of dry white wine, 2 teaspoons of dried dill, 2 teaspoons of minced fresh thyme, 2 teaspoons of paprika, and I used smoked paprika today, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of whole milk, 1/4 cup of sour cream, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and I used a whole lemon, and then you can finish it off with some Italian, freshly chopped Italian parsley. But what I start doing is I put the, I put just a cube of butter in there, and I take the onion and I slice off the top and I slice off the bottom, you know, so that way what I'm going to do is I'm going to peel off the outer skin, and then I slice, I do a cross-cut pattern on it, you know, get about 1/8 to 1/4 of an inch in between each slice, go vertical, then you go horizontal, then you slice it all up and you have these diced onions. And I did two yellow onions in mine, and I got them going. I got them sautéing, getting translucent, in about 5 minutes, excuse me, by themselves in the large pot, in the cast iron cooked in there. So I got them going. And that's when I took out the mushrooms, and I had 2 pounds, 1 pound of cremini, 1 pound of your white button. And I sliced them. I didn't remove the stems. I just sliced them all up. And, you know, every once in a while I'd go and I'd stir the onions going, you know, getting them translucent. And after about 5 to even 10 minutes, I put in all the all the mushrooms. And I put another half stick of butter on top of the mushrooms. And I stirred it all in. And what you're doing is you're going to cook this for about another 10 to 20 minutes. And don't think that you have put too much mushrooms in there. If you think you've put in too much mushrooms, you haven't put in enough, because it's going to cook it down really well, really well. So you cook this until the mushrooms have just sweated it down, and you're about 1/5 of what you started with in height in your lodge pot there, in your cast iron. Then you're going to add your chicken stock, your white wine, your dill, your thyme, your paprika, your Worcestershire sauce, and your salt. And, you know, I just got one of the boxes of chicken broth at the store. That's about 4 cups. That's what I was going to need. I got, you know, I had a half bottle of, about a third of a bottle of a white wine that I had opened up about a week and a half ago. It was still good. Put it in there. You know, got the dill and the thyme, and, you know, I really don't measure. I just sort of pour in there. That's what makes it fun. And the Worcestershire, just poured it in there and brought it to a boil, and I'd stir it, and then I'd reduce it to a simmer. Again, you're in cast iron, so you don't have to keep it high for too long. When you get it going, it goes very well, and it worked out very well. And so you're going to cook this, stirring occasionally until the liquid reduces by about a third, and that's going to be 10 to 20 minutes. Then what you're going to do is, in a small bowl, you're going to take your, I always just use a measuring cup myself, you know, a 2 to 3 cup measuring cup, and I put in there, the recipe for 4 calls for 1 cup of whole milk, but I put in 2 cups, and then you put in your 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour. I put in 6 because I'm doubling this. Stirred it all up, stirred it all in, and then I added it in. And after about 10 minutes, it began to thicken. Really nice. Actually, after about 4 or 5 minutes. But it's thickened up very nicely. And you're getting your color from your paprika and your lean parents. It's coming in. You're looking at that color. It's going, yeah, it's starting to come in. And when you put in your milk with your flour, it lightens that bright crimson down. And then, you know, after it thickened up, after about another 5 to 10 minutes, then I slowly stirred in the sour cream and the lemon juice, fully incorporated, and stirred it, and I just let it on low for about another 5 minutes, and I turned it off, and I stirred it more, and I let it come to full flavor by itself. And everyone here loved this soup today. Just loved it. And so, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And get online. Go get a cookbook. Figure out a good soup to make. It's November. It's soup and sandwich month. I loved making soups in the winter, once a week or once every 2 weeks. I make up a big batch of soup. That lasts me a good amount of time. And that's what you want to do. You want to look at it and say, if I cook this, boy, I need to have some leftovers. So make more. Enjoy it. And Fairbanks, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and I'll be back in a bit.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse here with you on this nice Saturday, November, and we're talking about soup and sandwiches. Now, here's a nice little sandwich shop and a soup shop that you should go try. It's the Fudge Pot. The Fudge Pot is located on First Avenue, and it's in the Lathrop Building. That building was built by Cap Lathrop in about 1938, right in there. Great, great food in there. Very nice. It's interesting, in the summer there, you know, when was the last time you had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? There, you can do it. But it's now November. About mid-October, I went from the peanut butter and jelly sandwich to their grilled cheese. And you get to make it however you want. But they're going to make it right. They're going to put a lot of cheese in there. You got different choices of bread. I love sourdough bread. Very tasty. I just like sourdough bread. I like the texture. I like the taste. It's just great. And then they give you choices of cheddar, Swiss, or provolone. Hey, I'm Italian. I go with the provolone cheese, of course. And they also give you bag of chips and, you know, what sort of beverage you want. And you just get to sit there, and nice windows overlooking the Golden Heart Plaza downtown. Excuse me, didn't mean to do that. But you're overlooking Golden Heart Plaza, grabbing a nice hot sandwich. You can get a soup there if you want. You're relaxing. Their service is very, very nice. They pay attention to detail. And boy, do they have some good fudge. Do they have some good homemade candy there, chocolate. Go there. Relax. Enjoy. Sit down. Enjoy the view. Enjoy a very good soup and a very good sandwich, or a combination of things that you can get there. Highly recommended. I just enjoy the people that work there, that own it, that operate it. The food that they give you is great. And you will too. Another good place for a soup and sandwich is over there at the Garden Island store on Pegger and Illinois Street. They have daily soups made that are wonderful, and they have daily sandwiches that are specials, depending what it is. On Thursdays, they have the French dip. You'll get their brisket sandwiches throughout the week. It's fun to go there. They make a great sandwich. About 2 weeks ago, I was there, and I went there at noon, and there was 15 people in there. And the lady who made the sandwiches, my wait time was maybe 10 minutes. Not that long. And the lady who was making it by herself, which was just her that day, she was putting them out. And they were great sandwiches. And I got the famous grouse, which is basically a chicken salad sandwich. And they ask you what type of bread you want it on and what type of cheese you want. And of course, provolone cheese and sourdough bread, but you can mix it up. But they have great sandwiches there. Great fresh-made soup every day, Monday through Friday. See what their specials are. Get in there, and you will be very impressed. It's probably one of the best sandwiches you can get in town when you look at it. The fudge pot is great. Great sandwich, great location. The Garden Island there, great sandwich, good location. Enjoy it. It's surprising how good of sandwiches you can get there. Now, when you're looking at dinner and stuff like that, you need side dishes. We spend a lot of time here on what you're gonna cook. What's your entree? What's the big thing? So let's take a look at different sides that you can have. Let's look at potatoes first. And I've got two different recipes for you on potatoes. My mom, growing up, she made these great potatoes. And what she would do is she'd take your russet potato and she would peel it. And what she would do is she'd cut it in half and cut it into quarters and cut it in the eighths. Then she would take it and she would put olive oil on it. Then she would put it in the oven at about 400 degrees. And she would put salt, garlic salt rather, and pepper on it. And she'd put it on a, she'd put it in the oven on a baking dish, but she'd have the rack there. And she'd cook it for about 40 minutes. It'd come out so wonderful. So wonderful. Well, that's the basics. What I like to do is I like to go get the Yukon Gold, and I don't peel it, but I do cut it into eighths, you know, wedges. You're trying to get equal size wedges on this. That's very important. That way you have cooking that is across the board all similar and all equal. One's not raw and one's not overdone. You're trying to cut your potatoes equally in size. And then what I like to do is before I put them in the oven, I go get the Asiago cheese or the Parmesan cheese, and I get out my nice scraper and put fresh cheese on it. Fresh cheese. And it's great. You know, put it in there for 40 minutes, 35 to 40 minutes at 40 degrees. It come out nice and cooked. And then what I do is I put more cheese on it with my grinder. Just, and it's fantastic. It's wonderful. You got to try that. It's a great side with meats of any type, chicken, pork chops. It's very wonderful. Meats of any style, it's a great side dish. But I also made some smashed potatoes, some Parmesan smashed potatoes. So what I did, this is a two-step process. What I did is I boiled the Yukon Gold potatoes for about 20, 25 minutes. And I pulled them out, and then what I did was I took basically something where I could press down on it very hard, and I made smashed it into, not pancakes, but thicker than that. Then I seasoned it, and, you know, I used Parmesan cheese, some garlic powder, salt, some onion powder, some black pepper, you know, put it all on there, put it on a baking tray, put the baking paper down on it. Then I baked it for another 25 minutes at 420 degrees. Maybe you might have to bake it for 30 minutes. I pulled it out, got out the Parmesan cheese, and I grated it on it. Just, or if you got the Asiago cheese or something like that. But what you're doing is you're putting cheese on your smashed potatoes. And it's a wonderful side. Again, it goes with your chicken, ribs, pork, pork chops, different meats, tri-tip. It's a great side dish, and you got to try it. Now, pasta, fettuccine or linguine. This is easy. Go get that. You're going to boil water, get the water boiling, put the linguine or the fettuccine in, cook it down to exactly what you want. And then just about when it's done, then you go get a cube of butter and 16 ounces of fettuccine or 16 ounces of linguine is perfect. Go get a cube of butter, melt a cube of butter, get it frothing, not burning, but frothing. You don't want it turning brown, you want it froth. And then when your noodles are done, take them out, put them through the strainer, then you put them in the butter. And you're just soaking in the butter. You're letting the butter absorb into it. Then when that's just about done, you get your Parmesan cheese or your Asiago cheese, and you're going to grate about a third of a cup to a half a cup on top of it and mixing it in. And it's a wonderful side dish. Again, I just gave you three different styles of starch to have with your entree. Two potatoes, one pasta, and oh boy, talk about just being very good. So these are some of the things that you might think about doing. Easily done. What the heck? Maybe you thought of a macaroni and cheese in the winter. And what you want to do is get online. There's so many styles of macaroni and cheese. So many that you can make. And none of them are bad, but it's what do you like? How do you like it? Which do you like? Now, when you're going to serve a fettuccine or a pasta, what I always like to do is I like to turn on my oven, put it at 200 degrees, and put my bowls in there for about 20 minutes before I serve my meal, my fettuccine, because you're using a sauce, a white sauce that has cheese in it, cream, an Alfredo sauce, and a warm bowl keeps it smooth. It stops it from coagulating faster. So always remember that. Heat your dishes by putting it in the oven, 200 degrees, maybe 225, for 20 minutes. Pull them out, and you put your pasta either on the plate or in the bowl, and there you go. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Showed you how to smoke wonderful tri-tip, make a great tri-tip sandwich with the Pillsbury bread with other things. But again, make it the way you want to make it. What do you like to add? I really put some flavor enhancers in mine. Everyone here just loved it. It is a coin flip between they like the soup more or the sandwich more. I didn't care. They're both great. You can do it. Still have good weather. Get out there. Enjoy it. Use your deck toys because you still can. It's not that bad. It's a great weekend to try. That is our show, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.